This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Jones College Prep is one of five Chicago public high schools recently named one of the best schools in the state and nation. But over the last few years, Jones students and teachers have complained of racist incidents. Other diverse Chicago public high schools have dealt with similar issues. And now a study of the school lays out problems and takes the administration to task for not properly responding. We've got WBEZ's Sarah Karp here to fill in some details. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
All right. So, Sarah, start telling us about Jones. What's going on?
So Jones is one of the city's 11 selective enrollment high schools. These are highly sought after schools. There are five that have racially diverse student populations, and Jones is one of them. Jones is also downtown in the South Loop, so it's one of the most accessible of all the selective enrollment schools. But over the last decade, the demographics have changed. Black students now make up only about 12% of the population, down from 25% a decade ago. And there are fewer low-income students.
Okay, so what issues are cropping up at Jones?
Some issues started to publicly surface in the 2019-2020 school year. At that time, students of color created a Facebook page, which was inundated with comments from students about negative experiences that they had at the school. Raylene Montgomery was a sophomore at the time. She says it was a new and eye-opening experience to see all these comments.
So just seeing a lot of that was sort of overwhelming, which made my experience a little bit tainted.
So in response to this, the school paid for and offered several different anti-racist trainings for students and staff, but these exposed other problems. This fall, the seven black teachers at Jones, and that's seven out of 110 teachers, sent a powerful letter to the principal saying that they no longer participate in the trainings. They said that when they shared their concerns in an honest way, they were met with silence, inaction, and indifference.
Okay, so we did mention at the top of this segment that there has been a racial equity assessment of Jones. And what did that study actually find?
It said those trainings laid a good foundation, but that the administration doesn't do enough to hold teachers or students accountable for implementing what they learned or provide leadership. In a survey, Black and Latino students and parents said that they were less likely to feel like they belonged at the school than white and Asian students and parents. And in the survey, most people said that the administration doesn't respond effectively to racist incidents. And I should mention that the principal did not respond to questions about the study, but that a lot of people have said that he's done a good job building up the school. And CPS says that they're working with Jones to address these issues.
Okay, so Sarah, it sounds like there are definitely people who feel like their voices aren't being heard at Jones, but what does this mean for Jones's future and schools like it?
For sure. So I spoke with a Jones art teacher named Kat Tai. She's an Asian American teacher, and she told me something that data can't really capture. She said it feels like white students wield a lot of privilege, and that drowns out other students. This is what she said.
There are just a lot of well-off white kids who have very loud and very powerful parents, and admin just sort of give in to those parents.
I think the bigger question here is, who are these elite high schools for, and what happens if students feel like they're not for them? The good news is that as these problems have come up, the school district is working with students from selective enrollment schools and making schools more culturally responsive. Rayleigh, the student I talked to, says that as people are talking about these issues, from her perspective, things have gotten better. And she says she still had a good high school experience that she thinks will help set her up well as she heads to the University of Illinois at Champaign this fall.
That's WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp.